Hi, my name is Mark.
I'm 18 years old and I'm currently incarcerated at Long Creek Youth Development Center.
This is the sixth time I've been to Long Creek. Three of them being 6 more months stay.
I won't be released until the end of my sentence date at age 19. My criminal lifestyle started roughly 8 years ago when I started using drugs and alcohol.
You know, like the cops would come to the doors or they'd ride by the house. And I always wondered where my son was, if they were looking for him, if he was in trouble. I would call his cell phone. Sometimes he'd answer, sometimes he wouldn't.
I'd stay out late in the morning smoking crack, you know, doing heroin, doing all the drugs I wanted to do, drinking and driving, you know. I didn't care if it hurt me or my family, or whoever else was in the path was going down with me.
I was selling drugs, stealing, hurting people. I thank God that I never killed anyone. I remember being handcuffed in the back of a cruiser on the way to Long Creek. I was so scared. When I walked in and those doors closed behind me, I wasn't a tough guy no more.
You come in here, your world stops. You know, the letters stop coming. Your world totally stops. But the world outside you keeps going.
My son has missed his birthdays.
Christmases.
Mother's Days, Thanksgiving, all the family times that everybody gets together is always an empty seat waiting for Mark to come back home.
You know, I've missed it all.
And you walk through the house and you look in his room and everything's there but him.
They sent me to Mercy Detox. This time I was dope sick, going through opiate withdrawals, in which I laid in bed with cramps, the sweats, just begging God to take my life. He didn't listen. I started doing intense work on my addiction, which brought up hopelessness, anger, and hurt from past traumas. I tried to commit suicide. I tied a sheet and pillowcase together, put it over my shelf, twisted it so it wouldn't come off, put my head in the sheet, then asking Jesus to forgive me of my sins. I threw my feet from under me. Coincidentally, my friend saw me and pulled me down right before I lost consciousness.
Nobody can take it anymore. You know, when the phone rings, is it the sheriff's department? Is it the police department? Are you hurt? Did you get an accident? Did you do something? You can't live like that anymore. You need to change for yourself.
Sometimes it feels as if there's no hope, no possible way I can change.
I've done this 6 times. I'm about to age out in 74 more days. And I haven't really made any critical changes that are going to change my life for good.
It gets tired of spending time locked up, being away from my family and outside world. Sometimes change doesn't seem possible. Sometimes I feel trapped in a life as a criminal.